It's March 23rd, 2004. Usher releases his best-selling album, Confessions. And it's a date, a new girl will be crowned America's next top model. This is Pat, but make it fashion. Guys, welcome to a new episode of Part of Make It Fashion. My name is Sander.
And my name is Dennis.
And today we are talking about the cycle finale of Cycle 2 of America's Next Top Model, Episode 11. In our order, Episode 10. Because we skipped
we did our own thing.
We skipped the recap. And the episode is The Girl Who Is America's Next Top Model.
Ooh. Who would it be? Well, we know.
Well, we know.
You've seen it probably too. Maybe you didn't and you just listened to us, which is also fun.
Yeah. So let's just talk about how the episode starts, right?
Yes, and how did it start?
With the final three girls, Miss Shandy, Miss Joanna, and Miss Mercedes, calling home? Calling to their mothers, to their boyfriends, to their...
That was it.
That was
two
it.
Two mothers and a boyfriend.
Two mothers and a boyfriend. Ooh, that sounds like four weddings and a funeral. Two mothers and a boyfriend. two girls, one cup. They called. Yeah. And
that was it.
Yeah, always with these episodes the finals, it's like there's no drama anymore. There's like a lot of talking to the camera, all the blah, blah. It's like not that much is happening anymore.
No, but to be fair, this episode was way better than the finale episode of Cycle 1.
Oh my God.
This was an episode. Things were happening. It was...
There was no photo shoot in Cycle 1. I don't understand why they didn't do a photo shoot where you only have three girls left. Yeah, that's
must
true.
Be funny.
There was no... They didn't even money for the table.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But this season they did. And then they went to the photo shoot. Iconic photo shoot, if you ask me. A beauty ad, all three of them.
Yeah, but for me, only two of them were iconic.
I have to agree with you.
Yeah.
I have to agree. Who were your iconic ones?
Well, of course, Joanna. Oh, that was just... I think I had an orgasm.
Helmet shot. What did you say about the picture at the end? Tell me. Because I agree with you.
What did I say? I can't remember. Oh, it was a piece of art. It was a piece of art.
It is. This picture, if you hang it in Louvre...
Or in Tyra's home.
In Tyra's salon. But this is art. Her face is so made for these shots, and she had a helmet on, but I didn't give a
rat's ass
about this helmet. She, and the red lips, she is beautiful.
And those eyes, oh my God, it was just...
But what did she do with her hair? she chopped her own hair.
But you know what I didn't get? Because the helmet wasn't covering it, but the shoot was from the front.
Yeah, so why, yeah.
The hair wasn't sticking, I didn't get it, but I don't know. She wanted to be quirky again.
Oh yeah, quirky Joanna.
It was the quirky Joanna. She needed,
yeah. Or maybe and it was also cute.
I know what it was. I know what it was. It was her inner Camille coming out.
Ooh.
Thinking like, I need to cut my own hair because then I'll lose.
Ooh.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Oh.
We're going deep.
We're going
baby.
Deep. No, but she was cute. She said like, oh, the you know, Gianluca don't have time. Didn't have time for me. So it was like, okay, well, fair enough, but. It will grow back. Always with hair, I'm like, oh, get over it, you know. You have a helmet on.
You don't have that much hair, so you don't care.
Well, neither does she. She has such a short haircut. But it's fuller, that's true.
It's fuller.
Yeah, it's fuller. It's fuller. But okay, Joanna nailed it. And who's the other one who nailed it?
I wanted to say Shakira.
Shakira nailed her photo shoot whenever, wherever.
Mercedes. No.
Oh, but, Mercedes with the wires.
With this shoot, she act like this was... Last episode, she was getting more like edgy high fashion. And this was like... They were like, damn, you did it. Just, you did it.
Yeah.
You
peaked did it again at the right time. But her lips are so luscious.
Luscious.
I want to kiss Mercedes. She has nice lips.
Yeah, and then you will have no lips left.
Oh no, they will be gone. And then with Shandy, you know, Shandy looked super...
Do you know actually what I think about it now? She looked like a deer in headlights.
It did. She had a nice concept with that, like a blue flower in her hair, blah, blah, blah. Nice makeup, but it was like... She had a better shot.
I was thinking, like, remember where she did like that in the Colosseum thing or something, where she did the shoot for the sunglasses?
Oh yeah, yeah.
She was like on it with her face, like that was, and this I was like, there was no. I needed a little bit of an.
She was sitting there with the shoot, and like all the shots, she looked pretty, but you could tell like the shot will be good. Yeah, but other shots were
amazing. Bam.
Maybe if she would have been like in cycle one, she would have had the best, you know, these two other girls. No, it was tough competition.
So. If she was in cycle one, I don't think that compared to the girls in cycle one who were in the top, she wouldn't have. No. She would also be gone. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
But you're top three, who cares? It's super far.
Yeah, and do you know what I'm actually curious about? Back to her phone call. Is she still with that boyfriend?
I don't know.
We need to find out.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We always say we need to find out when we never do.
Yeah, or we never talk about it.
It's up to you guys. You need to find out.
You need to find out and let us know.
But
she follows us now, so we can send her a message.
Yeah, we want to know.
She follows us on the Instagram.
What happened after the call?
What happened after the call?
Let me tell you a story about my.
All right.
We have so we did the shoot, and then we go to D-Squared.
D-Squared. They're quite famous, right? They're famous.
Actually, I didn't know them just up until a couple months ago because I got a tester of a perfume for D-Squared. And I was like, I didn't know the brand.
I don't know where I know them from. Maybe I know them through America's Next Top Model. But I'm like, I think this is like a real, you know, like a real fashion brand. That's like in the stores. It's not as high fashion as maybe, I don't know, Dior this or Dior that. But it's like cool clothing. And I think they have stores and they sell at stores, and the fashion show looked kind of, you know, their clothing is quite okay. Yeah. I like them, Chip and Dale.
I was really curious where you're going to go with this story.
I don't know.
Like, I was like, yeah, but their clothing, yeah, and they have stores and yeah.
Yeah, but what I meant with
no,
that is,
I know what you mean. It's like, it's not like the haute couture where it's unreachable, but it's not as like an H&M.
No.
But it's still, it's a name.
Yeah, and also in the future seasons when America's Next Model comes bigger and bigger, I have the feeling that the show is bigger than the brands. Than the brands itself. So then it's more like that the fashion shows, I think this is as well, but then it feels more that the fashion shows are created for the show in future seasons. And here I'm more like, they are in a fashion show in Milan. Maybe it's not the case. I think it's still created for the show, but it gave me a feeling like with real models. And like in the future, like all the old contestants come back and it's a fashion show with only the 13 girls. And I'm like, this is not a fashion show. This is just Tyra choosing who she likes the most.
Yeah. Oh, well. Can also be fun.
Can be fun.
It's really hilarious that they have to go on an audition with D-Squared for to walk in the show, where you're like, we know we're all going to walk in the show probably. but do you know what I found hilarious? Who's your favorite designer? And then Joanna, she gives like a real answer. And then both Mercedes, Shandy, Betty Johnson, because that's the only one they know probably.
Yeah, the quirky Betsy Johnson. Yeah. I think Joanna said Marc Jacobs or something.
Yeah, I think so.
But I think D-Squared Chip and Dale, they immediately saw what the final three girls were. They were talking like, oh, Joanna, she comes across knowledgeable and very serene. Yeah. And Mercedes is like, you know, fun, blah, blah. And Shandy is more like sophisticated. I'm like, they're really telling what, you know.
Yeah, they saw how they were.
Yeah.
And you can tell immediately that they were like, Mercedes, we want you.
Yeah, she was made for this brand. But in the final fashion show, well, we'll get to that later. They both were, in my opinion, made for the brand.
No,
well, we'll
get to it later. We'll I to do later. Not agree.
Okay. Let's first go to judging.
Yeah, the first elimination in this episode. And well, yeah, you have some bad news because you have to let go of
my favorites. Michelle. I understand it because her picture was the weakest. I don't really agree, but this is my biased opinion. But also maybe, I don't know, that they said like, oh, your walk needs some work. I'm like, yeah, okay. But also you want to, I don't know, Shandy's walk is fine. And I'm like, and now suddenly it's a problem. But when they have like challenges, when Gosies, they were all telling her, oh, your walk is good. So it's now, suddenly it was a problem for my feeling. In my opinion,
I'm laughing. It's like you're talking a little bit Dutch English today.
Yeah, it's true. I'm too tired. Holidays.
Holiday, but
I have vacation.
No, what
Dutch English?
I am with the walk. You know what it is? Remember in the last episode, she also had to walk for What's his name again? Stephen Fairchild.
Ah, Stephen Fairchild.
And
our godfather.
When she walked for him, it was just that I was like, that's a nice walk. But when she walked during the judging, I was like, this is not your best walk, Shandy. Mm. And I think she wasn't on top of it. She wasn't present anymore.
You also said that, right? When I walked into judging, you said like, oh, you can tell she's a little bit.
Yeah, she's not there already. Anymore. She's already like, I wouldn't say she's given up, but she's not. She doesn't have the fighter thing like, where she's like, I really want it. I think also because of the call with her boyfriend, maybe that more and more she's there. It's like the competition. She still wants to win, of course, I think, but it's there's no more spark.
Yeah, and it was also when
I think like her because when they walk for judges. Mercedes, bam. Oh, you grown girl. I've become a big fan of you in these last two episodes.
Yes, because before that you were like, oh, Mercedes has to go now.
Yeah, I didn't like
her.
Yeah,
that's true.
To me, she was too like, I've seen what you've done, and now she really surprised me. And also with this walk, I was like, damn, girl. Yeah. And then when I saw Joanna's walk, I was like, it's fine. It's not the perfect walk, but it's fine. And with Shandy, I was like, yeah, it's a walk, but it's not your strongest walk because I think Shandy could do better.
And also when you think of what the fashion show was with D Squared, I think Shandy maybe is the least you need to suitable.
We're going to talk about the runway as well. If you saw the normal models walking, they were fierce.
Yeah.
And I think Shandy would have, with her walk, wouldn't be fierce enough.
But I wish I would have seen her walk at a show because at the fitting, she had like a white big coat on at the fitting. And I was like, oh, whoa, she looks so cool in it. I wish I would have seen her walking
coat. I don't think she could have convey her bamness. That's a new word for you people, bamness.
She couldn't convey the bamness. Put it on a quote on her
like
Instagram.
If I would put her next to Mercedes, I wouldn't be looking at Shandy. I would be like, Mercedes, you're everything for me.
And
I would put Joanna next to Mercedes, I would still be looking at Mercedes, but I wouldn't forget Joanna because she has a little bit more in her walk.
So it's a fair elimination. I think most of the eliminations this season were quite fair. I think not all of them, but I'm like a few of them.
I think Katie should have stayed to the end.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Final two, Katie and Bethany. And Heather.
Who the fuck? Still, who was Heather?
Who was Heather?
I remember Anna, the first girl. I remember her, but I don't remember Heather. That's bad.
Oh, trip down memory lane. I want the final three to be Shandy,
Xiomara,
and
Mercedes.
Or Sarah.
No, but she was...
Or Mercedes.
You're a personality guy. This is America's Next Top Model, baby.
No, okay. My final two would be Shandy and April would have been. Or Shandy and Mercedes for me. Well, Shandy should have won, in my opinion. And I know for you, April should have won. No?
Actually, I want Mercedes to win now.
Ooh!
She Mercedes has grown on me. But if I look,
So Mercedes and April, your final two would have been.
No,
final three. Who would have been your final three? Maybe that's easier.
Yeah, then Shandy by, and then it would be Joanna, April, and Mercedes. Actually, I would really wanted to know how April would have walked because I think if April would come to that point where she could let go. And also, because she's an analytical person, if she would have seen the other models, she would analyze that.
Ooh.
And then maybe work with it.
Take it to her, put it in the...
Put it in the pocket.
Put it in, but her walk was...
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, maybe because she's analytical, she needs to see different... Mm. She's... Okay, I think that April is that kind of girl. We're in the final episode, she's not there. We're still talking about her. See, April, I like you.
It's a trip down memory lane.
She's that girl that is not a creator herself, but she needs to see something and then create it her own. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you would give her a piece of paper, she could probably draw something really pretty, but she needs to have some inspiration from certain things or have seen things before she can put something down. So that's why I think if she would have seen the other models or even, like, seen Mercedes walk a little bit, she could adapt to that a little bit more. Mm. And I think there would be... she could surprise me in that way, too. Yeah.
And do you know what I also like about April? And I think of all the models still left now. Oh, she's not left now. But I think now let's do an overall vision. Yeah. We will get to the episode later because not that much happens. But like the overall thing, what I like about these early seasons is that the girls who are participating are not there to win the television show America's Next Top Model.
They still think it's only about models.
Yeah, they really. Yeah, they really are there. To become a model, to learn the most. I also still think that these judges really give quite good critiques when I compare to later seasons, where it's even more about the drama and like nitpicking on girls and not giving constructive criticism. I still think they pull it off quite well now, giving some constructive criticism. The girls are serious, and they like what April says. Like, I don't want to go back to my old job. She's not saying I wanted to be America's Next Model. She's just like, there, I want to change job. And I'm like, I like that point of view of these models. And I think the same with Mercedes. She was, you know, and Shandy as well. And Joanna as well. They are there to become models and not to become America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
And that's what I hate about the future seasons. They just want to become, you know, reality stars.
Yeah, that's with everything. It's the same as like, what's it called again? Real Life.
Real Housewives?
No, what's the one called in... from MTV, real
the hills or the real
you know what I mean
with
I don't know
I know what you mean
but it's like the where they live like in a high what's the top floor called again.
The suite? No, the but where they want to become fashion designers or something.
They're just it's like real life. It's called like real something.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, whatever. Yeah,
we'll get to it.
With Heidi Montag or something.
No, that's The Hills.
Oh, that's The Hills.
That's The Hills.
What's the real?
Well, but they're like real world.
Oh, then I don't know what it is.
Because and they have like different things like Real World New York, Real World or something like that. Wow. And yeah, it's just that's the penthouse. They always in the penthouse
where you open in the elevator.
That's like the top floor, and then they have like their own thing, and they just live their lives and do stuff. But we had a show in the Netherlands. It's called O.O. Gerso, and the first season, this was like based on what was the show called with Jay Snooki and Jersey Shore. It was based on that, but the first season, the people who signed up, they just thought they were going on a holiday with cameras, and they had to do a couple of stuff. So that season was awesome, and then the seasons after it, it's still kind of with the same people, but they already know what will happen. Yeah, yeah. So it becomes like a one-trick pony kind of thing in a way. It's never as special in a way as the first season, and I think that's what you're talking about with this America's Next Top Model. Later on, people know, oh, I'm going to go on television. I'm going to get famous. Yeah.
I know, we can put it this way, it goes downhill once the concept of the show becomes bigger than what you are fighting for.
Well, and on that note,
we can end it. Bye.
No. We ain't done because we have a runway. And what?
No, first Shandy go bye, or Shandy Mill, or Mister. But I want to say farewell. Like 1-2 seconds of silence for. No, not 2 seconds of silence for Shandy.
2 seconds of silence. I said she died.
Oh, no.
She
but we will miss her. Alive. But it's a fair elimination, but I love her. Bye, Shandy. Love for all of you. If you listen to this, love you. Okay. And now you can go to the runway.
It was a bit too much for me, but okay.
Sorry, but she was our favorite. We gotta skip it.
That's fine. Okay. Do you want to... We got 30 more seconds if you want to. Go for it.
30 more seconds?
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
No, we can go to the runway. What do you want to say? Sorry.
Okay, this runway, bam! Oh my God! With every look that Mercedes and Joanna came out, I was like, this was something.
God, yes. And Joanna's makeup, like her cheekbones were like, like they,
it was contoured as hell.
She looked perfect, Joanna. Yeah. But Mercedes... Mercedes perfect.
Mercedes she is D squared.
Bam. Mercedes, like what it said, Joanna is beautiful. Mercedes is hot.
Yeah, I think you put it that way.
Like, I want to look at Joanna in a museum, and I want to kiss with Mercedes. I want to kiss with Mercedes' boyfriend, maybe. I don't know. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is so well put. It's hilarious. Like, Joanna is like the Louvre, and Mercedes is like the club downtown.
Oh, yeah.
But like, yeah.
But not the cheap club.
No.
Because she is... sophisticated. She's not slutty. She is sexy.
If people get this, Club 96. But you don't. What's that? If I'm not gonna say it because if you know it, you know it, then it's funny.
Oh, okay. But where is it from?
It's from Drag Race.
Oh, I haven't seen all the seasons.
But that's hilarious. So then we would say Joanna is a Louvre, and Mercedes says Club 96.
But Mercedes skips some poses at the end of the runway.
She didn't skip.
One, two. No, you should. She should.
Oh,
skip.
She should skip.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then she goes back.
1, 2, 3, 4. Let me scream if you want some more. Like
push. That's also from that era.
Really? Well, that was it. Was too much. But the funny thing is, we can skip to the judging. I think because the runway that was just it, right.
Yeah, there was drama backstage. Joanna fell again. She's clumsy. She falls all the time.
To be fair, if there's three people pulling you, would fall too.
Poor Joanna.
It was just a little bit much.
But she still walked boots in Mercedes shoes.
But it's true. What you were saying with the poses of Mercedes is that I didn't notice it until Tyra said it during judging. Then I was like, oh yeah, now that you mention. But so with the judging, when Joanna and Mercedes walked in, they look fierce.
Mercedes and with straight hair, nice, super pretty.
And Tyra's boobs, oh my God, they were powdered. So like they were glowing, but it was beautiful.
You liked her boobs?
Yes.
I thought they were too much.
No, with Janice it's too much, but because Janice has bigger boobs. And it's not that they were bigger that it was, but...
Yeah, but with Tyra, they were like squeezed too much.
No, like, but it was just like two tennis balls. It was just... It was beautiful.
No, two tennis balls, yeah. Two big watermelons.
No.
Her but they were squeezed like.
Yeah, it was pushed. That was that time push
but
up.
But it looked hurt, like hurtful.
I don't care. It looked pretty.
Yeah.
You don't have boobs.
Pain is
know?
Pretty. Well, I gained a lot of weight since Corona. I have boobs. I have my breasts.
Cup double A.
No. Oh my God! Cup double D. Oh my God! Thank you, Corona, for that.
But they during the judging they go from picture from the first episode to like the end. Why?
Just to see their overall body of work. But sometimes with these kind of things you can tell who they favor because they showed like the beauty shots where Joanna excels. So you can already feel like, oh yeah, of course you show the pictures where Joanna looks the best. But in the end they all have none of them had bad pictures.
Well, I didn't like Mercedes. I did like Mercedes' first pictures, but I didn't like the ones after because I thought her face wasn't as powerful. But then, if you go later on, Mercedes made the biggest growth because in the end, she was bam.
Oh, my God. And you can tell when they were deliberating, Janice really wants Mercedes to win.
Dear Lord.
Just like next time, because Janice was also rooting for Elise and Shannon in cycle one. So Janice never gets to... pick the winner. And Eric was really rooting for Joanna.
Yeah,
and Nigel was...
It was his magazine that...
And that's why she won, maybe. But I also think that Tyra preferred Joanna.
I don't know.
Because she said... And that's why I feel like, okay, maybe this season was maybe hard to win if you're not Joanna. Because I think overall, Mercedes made a bigger progression. But they were like, oh, this face is so rare, this beauty... So I think Joanna could do no wrong, even when she would do wrong.
I love that you say, it's really hard if you're not Joanna, if you want to win the season. Well, duh, she won.
No, but I mean, like, even if she would, I think from the beginning, she was maybe some pre-select already. Because, oh, look at her face. This face is rare. We cannot let this go.
Do you know what the thing is with Joanna? Is that, no, but to go on mm-hmm. what you're saying, is that... She has always had that uniqueness from the beginning.
Yeah.
So it was always like, yeah, but she has that. Yeah, but she has that. Like, okay, we're walking up, but she has that.
Yeah.
And with Mercedes, that wasn't there. That only came up till the end, where she showed like her edge. And I think that uniqueness of Joanna has made her not consequent, like April, for example, but has made her something. Like that's something that you can't touch, like the X Factor thingy or something.
That's true. Yeah, I'm now also watching on YouTube Australia's Next Top Model Cycle 3. I've never watched Australia's Next Top Model, but I started watching it because someone
like the accent. G'day, mate.
Someone suggested this cycle. And there's the eventual winner. And in the first episode, I knew that her name is Alice, that she would win because she was the only girl who looked like a model. So I was more like, okay. And she was not always the strongest, but they were like, yeah, but she looks like a model. I'm like, yeah, but then why do you do the competition? Because it's clear that you want her to win because she's the only one who looks like a model. So the other girls don't stand a chance. Yeah, I had a feeling a little bit that it was also with Joanna, but I'm not sure. It was like, she could do no wrong. She was the only one who really looked that way.
Well, actually, if you kind of look at it, thinking about what you're saying right now, it was maybe the same thing here. I think if you really look at all the other girls, Joanna was the only one who had like the real, well, actually for only face, but like a real model face. Because like body-wise, she didn't have like the perfect body in that way.
Yeah. And it was also maybe not that obvious in this season because there were more super strong ladies.
Well, they Mercedes. They were different. They had their own uniqueness. They had their own things. But in my opinion, I agree with Janice. I thought Mercedes, based on the last episodes, and especially that runway, she should have, based on the last episode, Mercedes should have won. But if you look at it overall, then I agree with Joanna winning.
Yeah, I'm very okay. I really like Joanna.
I'm just going to say one thing. Helmet.
Oh, the picture of the helmet, iconic. But winning, is it really that? Do you think a blessing or a curse to win?
Ask Adrian.
It starts with a C and ends with curse. Earth. I think you can better be second.
Actually, talking about that, we all know the show. Well, if you don't, it's fine. So You Think You Can Dance? That was a big hit in the States. And we had that in the Netherlands too. And the first season, I don't know if you know this, but the winner wasn't actually the winner, but the guy who was second actually won, but he didn't want to sign a contract.
See?
So it's in a way, it can be better not to win because then you're more free to do what you want to do. But what are you stuck with if you win America's Next Top Model? What were the prizes? A Revlon ad?
Yeah.
You get IMG models. That's a big win.
Yes, true. Maybe it's maybe especially in these seasons, it's not a curse yet. I think maybe in later seasons with CoverGirl, it's maybe a little bit restricted. And also because the series gets more goofy and goofy. So once you are coming into a casting as a model, when you won, I don't know, Cycle 10, they can be like, oh, you won America's Next Top Model. You can go out. And when you are like fourth or fifth, they don't recognize you.
Yeah. True, but then again, it's also it can be it's like it can be a big pro or a big con. It's not in between. Like if you win, then you have that name on you, so people know who you are. So if you're standing in a lineup of 10 people, oh, but she won, didn't she? Oh, I know your face, so you're recognized. But it's also, oh, she was from America's Next Top Model. No, we want someone unknown.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You will never be the biggest model in the world because
You're already a name in anyway. Yeah. Not maybe like, it's not Joanna is the name, but like you're the winner of America's Next Top Model. True. So that also brings something. It's the same as let me pick up someone from the States. Okay, Julia Roberts. I love Julia Roberts. And she's an amazing actress. Won an Oscar, hey. But
she did?
Yeah, for Erin Brockovich.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good. But if I'm being completely honest, I'm not looking at Julia Roberts because she's the best actress. I look at Julia Roberts because I love her and the way she approaches parts. Hmm. Like, if I'm watching Meryl Streep, I'm not watching Meryl Streep. I'm watching her play a part. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think if you're... a lot of those 90s stars had that, like... If you become a big actor or actress at that time, you become a name and you will get more money because you know that you will draw people into the theaters. And I think that's the same thing if you win, for example, America's Next Top Model. It's a pro that you're known, but it can also be your downfall. Yeah. Because if you're like in the acting world, if you're like that big name, they will not use you for certain things because then it will get the wrong publicity or whatever.
Yeah, and it will be too commercial.
It's the same reason why Oprah didn't get certain parts because she's Oprah.
Yeah, because she's too famous.
Yeah, because she played in The Color Purple and she wasn't that famous back then. And then I think with other things, she also had some opportunity, but then it was, but you're Oprah.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially like with modeling gigs, I think it's also hard because, you know, when you're an actress or an actor, once you are cast somewhere in a movie or show, you at least have work for, you know, maybe a few months or whatever. But with modeling, it's unless you have a contract with a certain brand, it's like doing gig after gig after gig after gig after gig. And I just don't think any of the winners ever really pulled that off.
Yeah, but to be fair, but if you do that, you have to be like a big mall, like Kate Moss for like Rimmel London, who else? I can't think of
Giselle. Anything.
Oh, or like the Garnier people. There's also people.
Yeah.
Or you had, what's it, Doutze? She did...
Doutze Cruz, yeah.
Yeah, she did for L'Oreal.
I think.
Did you know, actually, with that one, is that for the Netherlands commercial, they wanted to use her real voice, so they did it once, but then it was so bad that they just made someone else do it again.
She couldn't even speak Dutch?
But she's not very... Well, she's from
Friesland. Oh, she has a weird voice a little bit, right? Weird accent.
She comes from the Netherlands, from Friesland, which they have a different accent over there. Right. And she speaks so much English right now. Like her
English is better than her Dutch.
Yeah, and her Dutch, it's not like typical Dutch. No. It's not like... Well, I wouldn't say normal, but like commercial brand Dutch. Because remember that commercial? We had an AIDS commercial or something like that. And it was like, ik ben Doutzen and ik ben Boos. And it was just hilarious. People will still quote it here. Look it up. Doutze Cruz, Dutch commercial. She is mad or something like that. It's hilarious. Well, mad. Maybe not if you're not Dutch, but never mind. But congratulations to Joanna. You won. Good
she
for you, baby.
She's never been prom queen. Blah, blah, blah. I was always there. And I never won. And now she won. And she deserves it. She's pretty. She's beautiful. She's nice. And she knows much about fashion.
Yeah, and I love that you say she deserves it because I feel she does deserve it because she worked for it.
She worked for it.
She did. Yeah, she put in the effort. And I'm not saying that all the other girls didn't put the effort into it, but you can tell like she was listening, she was adapting. You earned it.
Well, on that note, we're going to finish cycle 2 of America's Next Top Model.
Okay. Well, right? See you at the next season.
See you at the next season.
Ooh. Cycle.
And this will be an exciting one because this is your...
This is one of my faves.
One of your faves. It's a good season.
I'm just going to say one word. Diva.
Diva.
Diva. Oh, yes. Oh. Well, see you for our next cycle. Oh, what do you want to say?
No, nothing. It will become a next season because for next cycle. There's something about cycle 3. I met someone from cycle 3 in New York. Ooh. Kelly.
I don't know who that was.
She is gorgeous. See you soon.
Bye. Bye.